Blessing to everyone of you wherever you're watching from. This is Prophet Emmanuel Okeke with a very important message with us today. Today I want to talk about the key of freedom, the key to freedom, or the keys of freedom, or the key to freedom. Let's use the word the key to freedom. Now, many persons are going through a lot of issues because they lack the key to freedom. And one thing you must know, that the key to freedom is nothing other than knowledge. The key to freedom is nothing other than knowledge. Knowledge is the key to freedom. The book of Hosea said that my people perish for lack of knowledge. They were not perishing because they lack money. They were not perishing because they lack healing. They were perishing because they lack knowledge. Knowledge is the key to a lot of things. And a Christian without adequate knowledge is a Christian that is malnourished. A Christian that doesn't have adequate knowledge. I use the word adequate knowledge because you can have knowledge but not the right knowledge. You can have knowledge but not an adequate knowledge. You can have knowledge but not the needed knowledge. So we must understand the difference between having the complete knowledge, having the right knowledge, having the adequate knowledge. Of course, same thing with the complete knowledge. So it's important. So if you lack knowledge, you lack the right vitamins for certain areas of your life. Any area of your life that you don't have the necessary or the right knowledge will suffer. And that is what we need to look into today. Any area of your life that you lack knowledge will definitely suffer. And I want us to pay maximum attention. Focus. If you learn what I'm about to teach you today, it's going to solve 80% of the challenges you're going through in life. Yes, 80% of all the challenges you're going through in life. That is how powerful what I'm about to teach you is right now. So please pay maximum attention. So lack of knowledge has made many Christians bondage in a place that they have been declared free. Lack of knowledge has made many Christians bondage in a place where the Lord has declared them free. So, and I want us to actually take a look at these things because it's very, very important that we look into it. Now, prayer has its place. Fasting has its place. But studying is the secret of praying rightly and fasting rightly. So there is a place of prayer. See, let me tell you, if you don't have the right knowledge, you will pray wrongly. If you don't have the right knowledge, you will fast wrongly. You will waste 40 days of fasting and yet you will not know how to exercise what you have received through that fasting. If you don't have the right knowledge, you can pray from now to tomorrow and not be able to get an answer or even hear from the Father. So these things are important, and these are the things I really want us to come to a perfect understanding of, so that you don't just wake up in the morning and you start rada brakosha and pray from morning to night without knowing why you are praying it. So it's important. Now, prayer is important. Fasting is very, very important. These two things are important, but the key to this thing, the key to the success of these things lies in the knowledge. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, let's put it this way. If you want to pray, get knowledge. If you want to fast, get knowledge. And of course, you can't get knowledge without getting understanding, without getting wisdom. These three are inseparable. These three works together. You can't have wisdom without having understanding and knowledge. You can't have understanding without having knowledge. You can't have knowledge. You can't have knowledge. You can't have wisdom without having understanding. You understand? So these things work together. And the earlier we come to that understanding, the better for us. Let us look at the book of Proverbs 24, verse 5. So if you want your prayer to have power, you must know how to acquire the right knowledge. If you want your fasting to have power, you must learn to acquire the right knowledge. I'm still going to bring this thing into our daily activities. I'm going to give you examples of what I'm trying to say, and I believe it's going to help you mightily. So let's go to the book of Proverbs 24, verse 5. I'm going to read from NIV. I'm going to read from NIV. So let's look at some powerful scriptures here. So Proverbs 24, verse 5. Now let's see what the Bible is saying in the book of Proverbs 24, verse 5. I'm going to use NIV. Like I said, I'm going to use NIV. I don't want to use NLT. I'm just use NIV. So verse 5, he said, "The wise prevail through great power, and those who have knowledge muster their strengths." Those who have knowledge increase their strength. So let's look at NLT. Let's take a look at NLT. NLT says something, but it said, "The wise are mightier than the strong, and those with knowledge grew stronger and stronger." Now there is a scripture. There's a particular verse I'm looking. There's a particular translation I'm looking for, and this translation says, "It says a wise man is strong, and a man of knowledge increases power." A wise man is strong, and a man of knowledge increases power. And these are the things that are very, very important. If you want your your prayer life to be strong, you have to acquire the right knowledge. That way you can pray for just 10 minutes and yet it will amount to a lot in the realm of the spirit. You can pray for 30 minutes, it will amount a lot in the spirit. You can pray for 3 hours, it will amount much more in the spirit. So that, but if you pray without having the right knowledge, one of the things that happens is that you just pray, and when you are done praying, you don't find peace, you don't find self-to-me, you don't even know whether you are praying the right way. Because there are some things that the Lord has given to us for us to command. Praise the Lord Jesus. There are some things that the Lord has given to us for us to command. And there are some things that He has given to us to ask of the Father. And there are some things He has given to us to cast out. There are some things He has given to us to declare. There are some things He has given to us to just proclaim. So there are certain things that has already been given to us, and all we need to do is manifest it. But sometimes some things that are given to us, we are praying to receive it, we rest that has been given to us. God cannot give you what He has already given to you. So the right knowledge is needed. Sometimes some things we are supposed to command, we are begging it. So you want certain blessing to come, it has been given to us. In the Bible says in the book of Ephesians that all have blessings, the heavenly blessings have been given to us. So all we need to do is ask the Father to drop it. It's going to be dropped, or we receive it. It has been given to us already. It's not in the hands of the Father. The blessing has been given to us in the heavenly places. All we need to do is just receive them. The redemption, the blood of Jesus Christ, we just receive what He has done. Receive, start from the finished work and continue from there. He has finished it, so start from there. Build on the foundation that the Lord has built. But if you lack the right knowledge, you will leave the foundation Jesus Christ has built and you start building your own foundation. You will leave the way that the Lord has made and you start making your own way. Of course, you are now putting human effort. So the right knowledge is needed. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, I want us to look into examples, for example. E.g., let's take a look at marriage, for instance. If you pray for your husband, you pray for your husband always to love you, but you don't respect him, your prayer will never get answered. If you sit down every day and you're praying, oh Lord, let my husband love me. Let my husband love me. If you don't respect, if you don't have the knowledge that you are supposed to respect him, if you are always rude to him, he will never love you. Even when he tries to love you, it will be hard. Even if the Holy Ghost compels him to love you, it will still be hard for him to know why he should love you. So the right knowledge is not to pray and say, let my husband love me. The first thing to do is to acquire the right knowledge on how to respect him. The moment there is a respect, the love comes. That's why the Bible says, woman, respect. The command was given to the woman. Woman, respect your husband. Husband, love your wife. Are you seeing it? The respect comes and the love comes. You know, there's nothing wrong with the love coming before the respect, but the Bible made it clear, woman, love. Woman, respect. Man, love. So the respect comes. Once the respect comes, the love will be easy to be given. Praise the Lord Jesus. So you cannot be praying and fasting and say, oh Lord, let my husband love me, and whereas you don't give him respect, that prayer will not be answered. It can't be answered, because what you are looking for is not spiritual. What you are looking for is the right knowledge. So you can't bind the demon out of it, because all you just need to do is to know that what you need to do is give him respect and the love will come. Praise the Lord Jesus. Another instance is this. If you pray from now to tomorrow, if you pray from now to tomorrow that you want your husband to eat your food, Lord, let my husband eat my food, and you don't know how to cook, he will love you, but will still eat from a stranger. When I mean a stranger, I mean restaurants. Praise the Lord Jesus. He's not eating from restaurant because he doesn't love you. He's eating because you can't provide it. So you don't have the knowledge of how to cook. So for example, you cook, it's too peppery, you cook, it's too salty, you cook, it's too, the meat are raw. They are tasting blood. No matter how much he loves you, he can't eat. He can't be eaten from that house. So it doesn't work by fasting and praying. It works by you knowing the right knowledge on how to prepare the meal, and then he will eat. So I want you to see the importance of knowledge. The Bible says in the book of John 8 verse 32, saying, for you shall know the truth and it will make you free. Knowledge is the truth. If you know the knowledge on how to be set yourself free, you will set yourself free. Many complaints we get from counseling marriage couples are complaints that they just lack knowledge for. Most of them are not demonic things. Most of them are mainly basic knowledge that one should have, but they fail to have it. Praise the Lord Jesus. And these are the things I really want us to actually pay attention and look into it. Now, let's take a look at your business. A lot of people complain about business. Man of God, nothing is working. Finances is not working. But when you interview them, you find out that it's not fine. It's not that, there's no spiritual thing behind it. It's just that they lack the right knowledge to apply for their business. You cannot be saying that your shop is not growing, and you go to your shop by 11 a.m. in the morning and you close by 4 p.m. in the afternoon, in the evening, and you're saying no customers. No, it doesn't work that way. You can't say, pray, so God will send customers in those period of time. What were you doing from 7 till 10:59? Nothing at all. Maybe watching movie or playing video games or using Instagram. You can't grow your business like that. You can't grow your business like that. Praise the Lord Jesus. So some things we call delay in business are not delay, but lack of the right knowledge. You are a business person, but you haven't read any books on business. How can you even be saying that you are into business? And I ask you, I've seen persons that I ask, many persons that have contacted me that are having financial issues, I ask them, how many books have you read on finances? None. None. How can you be in business and you've not read books that has to do with businesses? What are you now doing? Joking? You need the right knowledge. You need the right knowledge. You need to know how to use social media for your business. You need to know how to use different platforms for your business. It's not like I don't understand this. You must force yourself to understand it. You must force yourself to acquire the knowledge. You must force yourself to acquire the right skills. If you don't know this thing, it will be difficult. If I don't know that this thing is to be open, I don't know whether it's called anti-clockwise or so, or clockwise, I don't know, but if I don't know that this is supposed to be open this way, this is the knowledge. It takes knowledge for me to know that this is how you open it. If I don't know and I keep opening it this way, I keep trying to open it this way, I'll remain in this, I'll fast and pray, and this thing will not be open. Why? I lack the right knowledge to open it. But the moment I know the knowledge, it's easier for me to just know, oh, this is it. So even if I try to open it this way and it's so strong, I know the right knowledge that it must come this way. But if I keep squeezing it this way, I'm tightening it even much more. So, but with the right knowledge, even though I'm trying to open it the right way and it's not working, then I'm doing my best. That is when you are doing all you can do for your business and things are not working. That is when you can say, oh, I need more spiritual assistance. Of course, we need spiritual assistance in everything we are doing, but get the point here. Not everything is demon involved. There are some things that you just need the right knowledge to set free. And because you are ignorant about those things, demons will vest into those things. But if you just have the right knowledge, even without prayer and fasting, that door will be open. Then when you are applying everything that you know how to apply by the right knowledge that you have acquired and things are not working out, then that is when you know how to engage the knowledge of prayer and fasting. Are you seeing it? These are all kind of knowledge and we need to look into them when the time is right. Praise the Lord Jesus. So that is it. So I'm going to give you, so look at it now. So you are having a business, you are into provision or whatever kind of business you are into, and you don't know how to promote it on social media. It's a problem. You need to learn how to do your business, monetize your business, or will I say how to create an awareness on social media about your business. You need to have human character, human interaction, skills for human interaction. You need to understand how to talk to people. You need to know how to look good, not look lustful, look good, dress well. You can't be smelling, and when people come to your provision store, you've not brushed your mouth and you say, hey, good morning, and they can't breathe. They'll find it hard to come there. You need to know how to, in a place of using deodorant. You don't come around and wake up in your shop and you are smelling. People want to buy because of the smell. What you need is the right knowledge. People come to your shop is smelling because maybe rat died there. And because you couldn't find where the rat died, you just left only the place you can see and you left it there. People will find it, people will not be comfortable being in that place. So these are the things that we have to look into in our business and in our life. You need the right knowledge to open the right door. Many persons are not, you have to seek for knowledge for your business. My business is not going, what is the problem? What is the problem? First of all, identify the problem. Not every time my foundation, some of those things are not your foundation. Most of the times, it's just that you lack the right knowledge. Nobody is trying to help me because nobody is trying to help you. How many persons have you helped? If you not helped anyone, why should people help you? You don't say it's the money, people are closing your door. Nobody is closing your door. You don't expect to receive what you don't give. So you don't help people with the little you have, but you want people to help you. How does that, you don't deserve it. So most of the times is what we are going through. It's not actually demons' foundation. Sometimes it is us that lacks the right knowledge. Because the Lord has delivered you. So you need to keep the mindset of deliverance already. You are asking God to bless your business, but you still indulge in fornication. You still chase women up and down, sleep and sell your body, but you still want God to intervene. How do you want God to intervene in that business when you're not obeying His commandments? You lack the right knowledge. The knowledge of God said that if you want me to bless you, then you must keep you obey my commandments, and I'll flourish my blessings upon you. But you're not obeying His commandments. You are breaking His commandments, and then you are still praying to Him. You lack the right kind of knowledge. You are praying, which is good. You are fasting, which is good. But then again, you are lacking the right knowledge that you are not keeping the commandments of God. You are sleeping with every woman, both human and spirit. You are sleeping with them. How do you expect to grow? And then you meet a pastor and say, you've been fasting for years and nothing is happening. My brother, my sister, you are in the danger to your own self. Now, let's take a look at foundational problem. Most people talk about deliverance. Man of God, I need you to come and pray. Now, there's a place for deliverance, and there's a place of acquired. In fact, deliverance is knowledge. Let's look at the book of Proverbs 11, verse 9. Proverbs 11, verse 9. 11, verse 9. Let's just look at it. 11, verse 9. I'm still going to do an intensive teaching on this. 11, verse 9. With their words, the godly destroy their friends, but knowledge will rescue the righteous. Knowledge will rescue. The word rescue there is deliver. Knowledge will deliver the righteous. Knowledge will deliver you. Knowledge will deliver you. Knowledge will deliver you. Let it ring in your, you need knowledge. You need knowledge. You are having issues in the healing, in the section of healing. You don't know how healing works. Get book and read on healing. You are sick. You've not been able to receive healing. Buy books on healing and read and see if you need to activate it yourself. Man of God, I can't believe God for a house. I can't believe God for a miracle. Get books on faith and read. Man of God, my business is not working. Get Christian books on finances and work. Man of God, I have issues with my finances. Get Christian books on finances. Man of God, I don't know why people, when I talk to people, they don't pay attention. Most times, it's not spiritual. Most times, you need to just know how to interact with people. Most times, you need to work on your character. So everything, we shouldn't give credit to everything to the devil. There are some things, there are some roles that you personally have to play. And until we play that role, we will have issues in our life. Praise the Lord Jesus. And these are the points I want us to understand. I'm going to make an extensive teaching on this. Okay? But right now, this is what I want to give to you. So please, let it be worth it. Let it be wanted. So most of the things we call challenge, most of the things we call issues are not actually issues. Most of the things we call challenge are not actually challenge is because we lack the right knowledge. Everybody in this area, nobody's progressing. First of all, study what could be making them not to be progressing. Identify the problem. Some people will go to a particular house and say, nobody's progressing in the house. But one of the reasons why nobody's progressing in the house is not actually because of the landlord. It's not because the soil is bad. It's not because of that. There are many persons that is because of the landlord is into one thing or the land has a problem spiritually. But sometimes it's not because of that. Sometimes it's because of the attitude of the people in the compound. Everybody's rude. So because everybody's rude, nobody talks to anybody. Everybody just rude. Everybody just angry. Everybody just frustrated. It's a group of frustrated people in one compound. How do you expect light to come? Probably the landlord is frustrated. Every other person is frustrated in the house. What do you expect? Light will come. So we need, knowledge is light. When you know the right knowledge, you can apply the right wisdom, the right understanding to every situation. Every situation has an answer. You will know from the right knowledge, you will know when to pray, when to fast, how to pray, how to fast, how to engage it. Some people just go in and pray. There's no topic. There's no prayer point of what they want to pray for. There are times you can just go in and pray as much as you want. But there are times you just need to make out some prayer points. This is what I'm believing God for. This is what I'm praying for. I'm praying for this uncle. I'm praying for this auntie. You know, be specific. So that when you are praying, your prayer will have sense. It will also make sense to you. You will know where you are in the place of prayer. There are sometimes you make the list of the things you want God to do for you. Then when you are praying them, anyone that is done, you take it. This one has, the Lord has granted this for me. Oh wow, you give God the glory and thank you. You take it. That you make lists and you know the progress of what God is doing in your life. But this one you don't care, you don't even know. We need to go back to the place of study. Get books and read. Get books and read. Read a lot. Read a lot. Get books. You want to know about healing? Find books on healing and study. You want to know about ministry? Get books on ministry and study. You want to know about business? Get Christian books on business and study. Not just only Christian books on business. They have good writers out there that wrote good things, but I prefer Christian writers on business. It helps you with your spirituality as well. So they talk about the place of prayer. They talk about the place of your normal work. Acquire knowledge. Find those who know more than you and learn from them. Everything is not always going to be demon, 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 demon. There are some things that you need the right knowledge. The right knowledge will save you stress and save even your pastor to live longer. Okay? So God bless you. This is my little teaching on, I just want to share this with you guys. So God bless you in the name of our Lord Jesus. Remember, bless. Shalom.